The release of the Brereton report last week highlighted just what can go wrong on the battlefield as Australians are sent into war. And this week, the Australians for War Powers Reform have released the results of a survey which looks at public opinion on how we go to war and what prompts those decisions, showing the vast majority of people from all sides of the political spectrum support a parliamentary review on the decision to go to war, rather than it be held in the hands of the Prime Minister and a close few. Dr. Alison Bronowski is a former Australian diplomat and Vice President of Australians for War Powers Reform. She talked to me about the decisions to go into both Iraq and Afghanistan and how they were solely held by John Howard and his closest confidants.
The case of Afghanistan was sanctioned by the UN Security Council, which meant that for Australia to join a coalition going into Afghanistan was not illegal, although people have argued that since then, the purpose for which we went into Afghanistan, which was to pursue al-Qaeda, changed because A, al-Qaeda disappeared, and B, we then started fighting another enemy, which the Americans told us was the Taliban. But in the case of Iraq, that was in fact an illegal war in international terms. The UN Security Council required a further resolution to authorize the use of force against Saddam Hussein, and they did not pass one. And the reason they didn't pass one is that the UN inspectors in Iraq had not produced evidence of weapons of mass destruction. Now, they couldn't do that because they didn't have them. And why did the Americans think they had them? Because they kept their receipts when they gave them chemical weapons to fight with against Iran. The only thing was that Saddam Hussein had got rid of them.
What the Australians for War Powers Reform are calling for, and what this survey demonstrates, is that the public supports is a transparency in the decision-making process. What things need to be changed to actually initiate that?
What we ought to do is trust our own democratic system to help the government of the day make decisions about one of the most important issues that any government to decide on, and that is to put their own citizens' lives at risk by sending them to war. And what we wanted was something like what Britain had had, the Chilcot inquiry, to look into how Britain got into Iraq. And no such inquiry in Australia has ever happened. And then we began pushing harder to get reform of the war powers the way we think is appropriate, is to use the parliament as the people's house and have the government of the day put a proposal to the parliament, we think it's necessary, to invade country X. And here are the legitimate reasons for doing so. Here is the purpose. Here is what we would regard as a successful outcome. They might even say how long they think it's going to take to achieve that, and put that to the parliament, and then allow the people's representatives to ask more questions, to get more information. They might well agree. They might well refer it to the Senate for an inquiry from the appropriate committee, and more questions might be asked. And then people might say, well, what if it's urgent? You know, all of that takes time. We knew we were going to invade Iraq for more than a year before we did. It's very rare for a major war to be entered into at pressingly short notice. And for that purpose, we have the reserve forces.
What all this highlights really is the priority for transparency and understanding decision-making processes that is responsible to the public. That surely would need to be a part of this process where people can query a few years on, hang on, what's going on there now? Why are we there? Are we still achieving this purpose that we all agreed to in the outset? Is that one of the outcomes you also want to see?
Yes, it is, because not only do we want a debate and a vote before Australia goes to war, but in the course of that war, we would like to follow the example of several other democracies, which require regular reports back to the parliament on the progress of the war. And in fact, in one or two countries that we have looked at as examples, there is a requirement that if the parliament doesn't like the report back that they get, they are able to say, all right, we want the troops brought home. That can happen. Now, I mean, that for Australia would be such a breath of fresh air at this particular time, because here we have Trump talking about taking all the Americans, almost all of them, out of Afghanistan and Iraq. And Australia ought, surely, to take advantage of that at this moment and say, right, we're not going to hang around. If you're not going to stay, we're certainly not. We know we're not welcome in Iraq. The parliament has told us they don't want foreign troops in their country. They told us that a year ago, and we've ignored it simply because we're there because the Americans tell us. Now, if the Americans are not telling us any longer that they want us there, then this is a wonderful moment for Australia to stand on its own two independent feet and say, our troops are coming home. And we've got good reason to, because they, some of them, have behaved illegally and badly, and we want them home. Now, when I say that, I actually think that the debate that you're talking about is going on in the wrong place. It's going on inside defence, which is appropriate. They've done their inquiries. That's very commendable. But the real debate has to go on where soldiers don't go. Soldiers do what the government of the day tells them to do. They can have opinions about how to do it and all kinds of complex plans and strategies and so on. But the actual decision about why they should be going to war is something for government. And that's what we need to be discussing. And as Malcolm Fraser used to say, we need to be looking very closely at the American alliance and working out whether, in fact, the greatest threat to Australia is not from terrorists or from China, but from the presence in Australia of US bases and from the alliance itself, which people have taken to mean that we should send troops to any war that the Americans want us to.
Dr. Alison Bronowski, former Australian diplomat and Vice President of Australians for War Powers Reform.